Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you want to call in at any time, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Where do I start? We were told that this was going to happen. We're going to be talking about that in just a little bit here. But first, before we get to that, I know a lot of people today that call themselves Christians are paying homage to the devil, unbeknownst to them, because they don't know the Word of God. And put that up against John 7:17, please. It's insane, to say the least. And why is that? Because we have pastors leading the church. And isn't it interesting that the pastors are the ones that are appointed to lead the church when that isn't found in Scripture? It was the elders that were appointed. And when you put that up against Scripture, friends, isn't it interesting? Because I'm going to share a survey with you concerning those that are celebrating Halloween in America today. And why wouldn't they? Especially when they're being led by the pastors that are not appointed to be in that position. When you go over to 1 Corinthians 12:28, what does it tell us? And God has set some in the church. First, the apostles. Secondarily, the prophets. Thirdly, the teachers. After that, miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, governments, diversities of tongues, so on and so forth. Now, it's interesting that these were appointed in the church first, and yet you hear very little of the apostolic in the church and or the prophetic in the church. The prophets have been totally kicked out of the church for holding the church accountable to the Word of God. Okay, so we have it completely upside down. Now, going fast forward, a Lifeway Research survey of more than 1,000, listen to the names that they take onto themselves, and this is the furthest thing from the truth, but they call themselves Protestants. 1,000 Protestant pastors in the United States has revealed that 71% say they encourage members to invite friends or neighbors to church events on or near Halloween, including fall festivals or trunk or treats. Isn't that interesting how the world is influencing the church, and the church tries to influence people to come to church by being influenced by the spirit of the world rather than the Holy Ghost? I mean, this is insane. When I think of certain scriptures such as James 4:4, it tells us that you adulterers and adulteresses, notice the definition of these words, adulterers and adulteresses. He equates those that are friends with the world, those that have a love of the world and have pride of the life and the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes, which is the spirit of Antichrist. He's calling them adulterers and adulteresses. He said, know ye not that friendship with the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy to God. And yet we have 1,000 Protestant pastors in the United States. By the way, that's only been pastors only named once in the New Testament, just for the record. just for the record. And yet they're leading the churches? Unscriptural, friends. But look at this. The 71% say they encourage members to invite friends or neighbors to church events during that time. 58% of respondents say they want church members to build relationships. I can't find that in the Word of God. Members to build relationships with neighbors who trick or treat, while approximately one-third, that's 34%, encourage church members to hand out gospel tracts. That's what we always do. To trick or treaters. Slightly more than 1 in 10 pastors surveyed, that's 13%, say they discourage church members from participating in Halloween celebrations. A slight uptick from the 8% who responded similarly in 2016. Survey results also showed that younger pastors, 18 to 44, untried, no testimony, right, for the most part, and 45 years old to 54 are more likely to encourage congregants to engage in Halloween by inviting friends and neighbors to church events or by using trick-or-treating as a relationship-building opportunity. I mean, make the most of your opportunities, no doubt. But look where this is coming from. And look at how the church plays along to the spirit of the world. Let me show you this because I only got a short amount of time during the first segment. What does Scripture say about Halloween? Well, listen to this, folks. For these nations which thou possess, hearken unto the observer of times and of diviners. But as for thee, O Lord, thy God hath not suffered thee to do so. You're not supposed to have anything to do with them. The Lord dispossessed those people that practiced witchcraft before the children of Israel. In Deuteronomy 18:10, listen carefully. There shall not be found among you any one that maketh his son or his daughter to pass through the fire, or that useth divination, or an observer of times, or an enchanter, or a witch. As a matter of fact, Scripture tells us that you're not to allow a witch to live, but now for some reason or another, because it's cute and friendly, they don't understand that's how the enemy operates. Remember, he makes himself as an angel of light, right? He's not going to come barging through the front door, friends. He's a beguiler. He's a liar. He's a deceiver. He's an enticer. Okay? And that's exactly who he is. But keep in mind, Satan, the very definition of his name, means adversary. Listen to what it tells us in Micah 5:12. This is what most pastors in America are okay with, okay, in celebrating Halloween. Micah 5:12, and I will cut off witchcrafts out of thine hand, and thou shalt have no more soothsayers. Acts 19:19, they burned all the books. Many of them also which used curious arts brought their books together and burned them before all of the men. That's what we should be doing. And yet when you look at Revelation 22 verse 15, listen carefully. This is what people are entertaining themselves with inside of the professed church in America. And this is what the Lord denounces. He says, have nothing to do with it. For without our dogs and sorcerers and whoremongers, and murderers, and idolaters, and whosoever loveth and maketh a lie. How is it that we can partake with that which God condemns? And yet you see a high percentage of those that call themselves pastors in America that are okay with it. Matter of fact, many of them are taking their little caboose onto the train of the spirit of the world. And Satanists, by the way, who are actually at this particular time fasting for 13 days as they sacrifice tonight. And you have people in the church celebrating Halloween, a satanic holiday. No, friends, you can't make it up, and the church is held responsible for all this, and they will be held responsible. But I do want to say this for the record. What you see concerning those that do tag their little caboose onto the train of Satanism and those that celebrate Halloween, it's a lack of Christianity. As a matter of fact, it's my job to rebuke it, so hopefully I did. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at H-E-R-B-A-N-O-M-I-C.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth of power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Stock market has you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word BIMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. We're just highlighting those that are celebrating Halloween today real quick, right? Real quick. Believers that are practicing and celebrating witchcraft. Oh, it's harmless, Bradley. No, the Bible says to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill the lust thereof. That's what the Bible says. It doesn't say put on your favorite costume, dress your little kid up like the devil, your little boy like the devil, and your daughter like a witch, and celebrate what you say you don't believe in. That's absolutely is about as hypocritical as it can possibly get, friends. And who's leading the charge? A good percentage of those that call themselves Christians in the church. Again, friends, nothing could be further from scriptural truth than those people that are acting in such a fashion. My Bible tells me in Ezekiel 44:23, it says, "And they shall teach my people the difference between the holy and profane." There's none of this anymore. None of this anymore, right? The holy and the profane, and cause them to discern between the clean and the unclean, which is applicable. Yes, it's ceremonial, but it's very applicable to the Word of God today. Well, Bradley, what are you talking about? Well, what do you see today? Oh, well, just hang on a second. Just got a thought here. Don't judge someone just because they sin differently than you. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. I'm talking to those that have taken the board out of their eyes. Those that have repented and that are filled with the Holy Ghost that understand exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about saying, Bradley, you know what? Who are you to judge me? I'm not a partaker of your sin. I'm not judging you. I'm using the judge's words to correct, to instruct in righteousness, and to reprove. 2 Timothy 3:18. And again, let me remind you, professed Christians, that would say something like that to me, like, thou shalt not judge, twist not scripture the way that Satan twisteth scripture. Sorry, I'm trying to add a little King James in there for you, friends. Isn't this insane? I want to tell you what this is all about. for those that don't know. And again, keep in mind, the Satanists, they fast for 13 days. Their curses don't apply to the church. Okay, you fear not. The Bible says, touch not mine anointed, and it means just that. Rest assured, ask my enemies, because it falls back on them. Their reproaches fall back upon their own heads, friends. So if they pray against real Christians, it falls back on their own heads. Do understand this. And real Satanists know this. Okay, but today, what they do, friends, is they're sacrificing children all across America. And if you think that's a joke, and you can call it Moloch, you can call it abortion, you can call it they're in the back somewhere in a barn slicing up babies. It's not a joke. It's very real. And every single one of these jokers, friends, and they're losers is what they are. They need to be held accountable for their crimes against the innocent blood. And keep in mind, all of you that are partakers with innocent blood, read Numbers 35:33, because it will be your blood that must be shed to appease the blood that you shed. So if you think you're getting one over on somebody, you're not. For those that think that God is altogether forgotten, he is not. Just so you know this, Scripture tells us in Psalm 50, it tells us very clearly, consider this, you that forget God, lest I tear you in pieces and there be none to deliver. That's very much the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to those that are wicked, those that know to do right, but they choose to do the wrong. Just want to make clear, okay? You know where all this came from, right? At least in modern times, over the last couple hundred times, I'm talking about the information that we've been given. The Druids, who were members of high-ranking class in Celtic cultures, Druids were religious leaders as well as legal authorities, educators, ore keepers, medical professionals. It's all a part of witchcraft, for those that don't know. Pharmakia, look up the word, you'll understand. Political advisors, they're all a part of this, okay? And again, it starts in the church, and this is the problem. The church is called to be the moral compass of society, but they're the ones advocating the darkness rather than reproving it, Ephesians 5:11, which shows you if they're not standing against it, they're guilty of it, and they're guilty of it, and now we know whose side they're on, right? And but what the Druids used to do is they would pray over people, and they'd go to people's homes, people of wealth, and they would go, per se, up to a castle, and they would go knock on the door, and they would say, trick or treat. And what it comes down to, friends, is they would tell them, either you give us one of your belongings, or we're going to put a curse on your house. That's where trick or treat comes from, okay? Let me say that again. What they do, the Druids were a part of this, the Satanists, the witches, the warlocks, so on and so forth. They would basically tell you that if you didn't give us something of wealth in your home, we would put a curse on your home. Does that sound like something anybody should be celebrating? Absolutely not. But is this what's being celebrated today? Yes. And again, I needed to highlight this because what we're seeing is all over the place. You're looking at churches that are talking about trick-or-treating. And nearly that's all they're doing, friends, is changing the name. That's all they're doing. But it's celebrating the same holiday. And you can't make this up. Oh, how the Satanists are laughing at professors in the American church today. I want to say this concerning those that are real Christians. You understand about what I'm about ready to read here. In 2 Corinthians, starting in 6:14. The Lord said this, and we understand this. Be ye not unequally yoked together with unbelievers. For what fellowship hath righteousness with unrighteousness? None, Lord. And what communion hath light with darkness? None, Lord. And what concord hath Christ with the sons and daughters of Satan, Belial? None, Lord. Or what part hath he that believeth with an infidel, an unbeliever? None, Lord. And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? None. For you are the temple of the living God. As God has said, I will dwell in them and walk in them, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. What did the Lord say in verse 6, chapter 6, verse 17, 2 Corinthians? Wherefore, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord, and touch not the unclean thing, and I will receive you. When does he receive you? When you obey him. And why do you obey him? Because you are his child. And I will be a father unto you, saith the Lord, and you shall be my sons and my daughters, saith the Lord God. Don't sit there and call yourself a Christian when you're partaking with God, with what God condemns. every single step of the way. I am absolutely embarrassed. It's shameful conduct, friends. And yet again, you see this all over the country today. And again, I just wanted to make clear everybody understood it was a lack of Christianity every step of the way. So let me show you this really quick. Before we get to the next heartbreak, and then I want to get to the main topic, we have another individual, and you can't make this up. This is happening all over the country, all over the world right now. Colorado House Minority Leader dies suddenly of a heart attack. You ready for this? And everybody's going to sit back and say, boy, we just don't know what happened. Oh, you know exactly what happened, friends. You know exactly what happens. Hey, Pickle? Yep, I need sound. Thank you. Folks, I'm going to get this set for you and teed up for you, and I want you to hear this really quick. This is Minority Leader in Colorado that was just
Colorado Republican Party today and the
fell over dead out of nowhere.
Both of them say McCain was more than a colleague. He was a friend.
Can you turn that up a bit, GCN?
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. I'm going to get me a glass of water, if that's okay.
Hugh McKean was probably one of the most kind-hearted legislators.
You guys hear that okay?
The folks, usually if somebody comes down here and gets a glass of water before they start talking, that's a bad sign, but I'm not going to keep you here all day, I promise.
I think if you talk to a lot of elected representatives who worked with Hugh McKean at the Capitol on both sides of the aisle, they all respected his positive, joyful outlook on
life. Yep, everybody praises him when he's dead, right? And when he's alive, they combat him and debate him and cut him down.
Keen Saturday night, the representative speaking to a crowd at a rally in his hometown of Loveland.
Seemed just like he always does, really upbeat and positive.
It makes the news of the 55-year-old legislator's death just hours later a shock. According to our news partners in Denver, McKean died from a heart attack.
I would never have guessed there was anything different.
The loss not falling down party lines, but to Democrats too. House Majority Leader Danaya Esgar served alongside McKean for 6 years.
He was just a guy who really wanted to do right and wanted to make Colorado a better place. And though we might have disagreed on how we got there, we both shared that philosophy.
The two saying Hugh McKean was a statesman who led with compassion and grace.
And that's just who he was, and that's how he'll be remembered.
And McKean's family and friends are now planning his memorial service, but a date has not been set. McKean was running unopposed for his seat this November, and Burton Brown says a legal process will now begin to appoint a different Republican into his seat. Reporting live in studio, Annabelle Childers, KRDO.
Oh my goodness, folks. And just to show you how they are defending this every step of the way, so what I'm doing is I'm looking up during the time that I'm playing that, his involvement in actually advocating the experimental jabs. I go to the mainstream media, the first thing it says, right, just to show you their willingness to cover up any parallel to the death of this man. Why Hugh McKean is not vaccine SADS victim. Okay? Folks, how do they know? If it hasn't been divulged to the American people, how is it that the mainstream media knows already as to how he died from? Think about it. Folks, we know what he died from. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A shooting has led to a standoff outside a government building in Mobile, Alabama. Police confirm there is an armed person inside a vehicle outside of Government Plaza. It's not clear if there are any injuries. Police have sealed off the area and have begun negotiating with the suspect. A country is releasing the results of their elections on Sunday.
3 years ago, he was in prison for fraud. Now former president and socialist president Luiz Lula da Silva won Brazil's presidential runoff Sunday. His opponent, President Jair Bolsonaro, for months has claimed that Brazil's electronic voting systems can be manipulated. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The Philadelphia Phillies play host to the Houston Astros for Game 3 of the World Series on Monday. Each team came away with a victory after the first two games in Houston. USA Radio News.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is, it still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Waste supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Waste and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
one 582 9933. I got some good news for you before we jump into the main topic here. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, sonsoflibertyradio.com. This is who we are, what we have done for the last 23 years. That's the fruit in our basket, Matthew 7:16, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Also go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Subscribe to that page. Go to the top left side of that page. You can watch us on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. Again, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. So are you in the mood for some good news here, friends? I want to show you a bunch of people that didn't take it during the COVID lockdowns. Unlawful, unconstitutional every step of the way. Health Impact News just reported New York Supreme Court judge strikes down New York City COVID vaccine mandate on city workers and orders pay back, right? And back pay and jobs returned. This is how you do it, friends. This is how you regain your God-given rights. You have to fight. 1 Timothy 6:12, right? Read Psalm 94:16 when you get a moment as well. But again, there's some good news for you. It shows you that if you're willing to get in the ring and fight the good fight of faith, you're going to win your rights. God's willing to give you what you're willing to fight for, but friends, you got to first get in the ring and fight. Okay? Just so you know. Now, this is what I want to get to, because what I'm about ready to show you is absolutely insane. but it's something that we've been warning the American people about for the last 17, 18 years. Now, if you're a first-time listener, I do want you to listen to this carefully because I don't want to chew my cabbage twice. I'm being a little humorous about it, but I don't want to say it over and over and over again, but I do want to say this. I've done about 365 public high schools in 25 different states. I've seen the young people in this country being subjected to everything and protected from nothing. I've never understood all the days of my life how parents say they love their children and yet drop them off at the school gate to be raised up by their sworn enemies. And keep in mind that 86% of those that send their kids into public school to be illegally indoctrinated by the federal government, and yes, it is illegal, profess to be Christians, conservatives, and or patriots. Whole lot of hypocrisy going on, right? Matthew 23, verse 3. Read it when you get a moment. Read Luke 7:35 as well. But what I want you to catch, friends, is we did a lot of high schools in the five-state area. Minnesota, South Dakota, North Dakota, Wisconsin. And then we went up into Michigan. We did some schools over there as well. And we were flying high on success rate as far as the world and the way that the world would see it. And we did really well, and we started getting really good reviews. So we started doing more and more and more and more per the request of schools across the country. One thing that we noticed about 2003, 2004, 2005 is when they started to push the gay agenda, the sodomite agenda, which is illegal in every state in our union. In 16 states, the laws are still enforced. For the record, okay, Leviticus 18:22, 20:13, Romans 1:24, Jude 1:7 is the fruit of those that don't listen. Now, we noticed that we started to come under the mainstream media's eye. They began to demonize us and to polarize us as they were putting the sodomites in the light of being the victim somehow. And, friends, I'm here to tell you, the thing that they're the victim to is the laws that condemn their crimes. And if you want to go ahead and give them a green light and act as if they're the victims, you might want to do a little homework. And I think everybody understands now that they're not the victims, but in fact, they're the ones that have the spear. They don't have the shield. They're the perpetrators of the crime. And I bring it back, if you don't mind, to that of Kevin Jennings. Under Barack Hussein Obama's criminal administration, Barack Obama appointed over 225 radical homosexuals, transgenders, lesbians, and whatever else they wanted to call themselves. This isn't brand new. And this is exactly what Adolf Hitler did under his regime. They're called the Third Reich. They were masculine homosexuals. Well, one of the things that we noticed about Barack Hussein Obama is he was the one that appointed a czar. Illegal because it was never approved by Senate. But he approved a czar, and that czar's name was the head of an organization called GLSEN. Okay? His name was Kevin Jennings. And Kevin Jennings was known for actually making a prey out of students in public schools as well. So this should come as no surprise as to what I'm about ready to highlight. What you also need to know, friends, is his icon, Kevin Jennings' icon, was Harry Hay. Harry Hay was head of an organization called NAMBLA, North American Man Boy Love Association. Okay? Again, so understand, this is not nothing that we didn't know, because we knew this a long time ago. Do you know what the slogan for NAMBLA was? And also take note, the FBI surveils NAMBLA, because they are pedophiles, they're known pedophiles, and they proclaim their pedophilia. Okay, so they're not afraid of it. You know what their slogan was? Sex before 8, before it's too late. That's what it was. Sex before 8, before it's too late. And I warned when we started coming under attack of the mainstream media that this whole agenda is aimed at making their children a prey. And, of course, the mainstream media, MSNBC, New York Times, in part, CNN, National News, that was many of these outlets were funded by the international war criminal George Soros, who targeted me. And what he didn't realize is he was giving me a bigger platform. And I thank you for that, George Soros. I totally appreciate that. But I do want to say this. Had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of Glory, right? That's the power of God unto salvation when you bear that cross. Now, going forward, all the media, friends, literally, I was getting interview requests from the UK, And I was being called a liar when I was exposing the crimes, and I started to dig in and started noticing, wait a second, state statute condemns sodomy in this country. It always has and it always will. Why? Because we're premised on common law. God's law condemns it. And when they started to remove the laws, we started noticing the crimes increasing in the United States. All the way up until 1961, if you were caught in the act of sodomy, you'd go to prison for 21 years. Our forefathers used to hang these people, okay? Just so you understand the severity of it. The Lord doesn't call sodomy, homosexuality, a sin. He calls it an abomination, just to make it clear, okay? And there's a reason for that. Look at the fruit of these people and what it is that they are willing to partake with. Read Genesis 18 and 19 when you get a moment. You'll understand. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of the people in that particular city didn't want to have to deal with the Sodomites. They gave way to the Sodomites. So the Lord did for them what they were unwilling to do for themselves, only hoping that they would have the time allotted back to them concerning the time that they had when they should have dealt with them, but they didn't. So the Lord rained down sulfur. And by the way, another note, friends, go to Wyatt Museum and you can see the sulfur balls that are still found in those locations from that many years ago. But isn't it interesting, friends, that you go fast forward, and again, keep in mind all of the ridicule that I went under, all of the times that I was called a liar, all of the times MSNBC came after me, not once but twice, started to put words into my mouth, started to attack me, started to exaggerate things, and putting words into my mouth, saying things that I didn't say, trying to get you to believe that I was some sort of devil for exposing these individuals that were responsible for making a prey of our kids. That was 17 years ago. Americans, got a question for you. Was I right? Was I right? At least 269 K-12 educators, as they call themselves, arrested on child sex crimes in the first 9 months of this year. At least 269 teachers, K-12 educators, arrested on child sex crimes in the first 9 months of this year. Who's lying? Isn't it interesting that none other than treasonous Joe Biden, Article 3, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution, Luke 22:48, who has sold you out. Friends, he's sold himself out. So if he sold himself out, he doesn't care what happens to you. If he can't be faithful to God, he can't be faithful to you. He just did a video last week advocating for transgenderism, trying to put them in a position of being the victims. And yet it's the men that dress up as women that need an audience filled with what? Little kids. This is, I got to say this. I'm going to highlight more of this, but I got to say this. How is it that we're entertaining ourselves out of watching women, and you see very few men, by the way, across the country standing up for the children in public schools. They shouldn't be there in the first place. But what's interesting is we see the women stand up and make a show out of these school boards, and you see it over and over and over again, but yet the conservatives and the Christians and the patriots of the day are somehow appeased by this. By just calling them names, highlighting the, listen carefully, the crimes of those men dressing as women, making a prey out of their children. You have a president today, friends, that is advocating that lifestyle. You have said representatives throughout the United States of America that are guilty of the crimes. I'm thinking of San Francisco. I'm thinking of Jared Polis in Colorado there. This is rampant. If you go back to 1989, friends, concerning Boys Town and the Franklin cover-up case, you'll find out that many of the governors in the United States of America were a part of raping little boys. Those that lived came forward to tell the truth concerning the issue. So if you want to know why it was advocated for, it's because they're guilty of the crime. What is it that you don't get? Hey, friends, one question. Where's the law? I don't care about women standing up and making a show out of school boards and these men. How come nobody's making a reference to the law that they're committing? Do you know that it's a felony to commit such an act, but the mainstream media and this current administration is acting like they're just having fun. This is normal activity. No, it's criminal activity.
Well, at the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Michael Anderson. I am a Marine Corps veteran and contributing writer at Sons of Liberty Media. Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are on the leading edge, explaining the power of the Constitution and the biblical principles that made America the greatest country on earth. I'm proud to be a contributor with Bradley and his team as they spread the message of the truths found in the Constitution to thousands of Americans.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So what I want to do is I want you to see this for yourself again. Hey, folks, do you realize that that which is taking place concerning these crimes, these library times for the men that are dressed up as women, demanding a school cop up some of the kids so they can entertain themselves as they make a prey for those children? Do you know that, aside from all the entertainment that you've received from the conservatives of the day, do you realize that much of this that's taking place, this is a felony? These are felons. They're repeat criminals. They're sex offenders. But here's the government, corruption in government, along with the mainstream media, advocating to the people across the boards that they're innocent, and this is normal behavior. Nothing could be further from the truth, friends. Nothing could be further from the truth. And I want to show you before the end of the show as to what happens when they think that they're going to get away with something, because people aren't just turning the other cheek in any sense of the word. I want you to see this.
A counselor at this Fairfax County, Virginia middle school was able to keep working for about 20 months despite being arrested and convicted of a sex crime. Darren Lamar Thornton was arrested near Richmond in November 2020 for solicitation of prostitution from a minor. He was convicted on March 11th of this year.
He was already a previous offender, friends, and he was hired into a high school system.
Police notified Fairfax County Public Schools by phone on June 10th. He was placed on unpaid leave a week later and was later fired.
I need that turned up a bit, GCN.
The Attorney General says he has many questions about what went wrong.
Why did he serve no jail time? Why is it that Fairfax...
You see what they're doing, friends? They're releasing these criminals back out into society to make a prey of your children. Again, this is perfect judgment upon a disobedient people. To sit back and allow it to happen, American, shame on you.
Fairfax County mishandled the situation.
This circumstance in Fairfax County is a colossal failure.
Dr. Michelle Reed.
Yeah, and then it happens, they're exposed, then they complain about it, yet they're partakers of it.
Her job on July 1st. Reed wrote to parents last week, quote, "I want to make this very clear. This entire situation is unacceptable from any perspective."
No. It's not just unacceptable, friends. I want to make clear that you understand that this is the activity of felons and their repeat criminals. Okay? I have, if you're on social media platforms right now, friends, we're highlighting right now at least 269 K-12, they call themselves educators, right? Arrested on child sex crimes in first 9 months of this year. K-12 predators. That's what they are. They're predators. Now, I want you to see this if you're on social media platforms. I'm just highlighting the faces of the criminals. And it's not just men, friends. It's women. It's women as well. At least 199 of the arrests, or 74%, involved alleged crimes against students. They're alleged, right? And isn't it interesting how the state-run media, the mainstream media, does their best to protect these criminals? That's what's crazy. 43% of the crimes, or 16%, did not involve students. It is not known whether another 10% of the crimes involved students. Men also made up the vast majority with 80% of the arrests. Okay, the number of teachers arrested for child sex abuse is just a tip of the iceberg. It goes into the Catholic Church. And then it goes, hey, folks, and don't forget about that of Boy Scouts. Oh, my goodness. You know, I'm just highlighting these criminals. One of them's Eugene Pratt. He's a former principal, elementary school teacher and coach who taught at-risk youth in multiple Michigan public schools. He's accused of sexually assaulting, listen carefully, at least 15 boys and young adult men. Okay, and I can go on. I'm just giving you the little taste in your mouth to understand the severity of what's going on. Then you have another guy here, Steve Kenyon, who taught self-defense classes to Baltimore City public school students. He was arrested last month after being accused of impregnating a 14-year-old former student. Now, I understand accusation. I get that, too, because a lot of it's false. But, folks, there's a trend going on here. Have another one here. This is an elementary school teacher who allegedly, right, have little girls under his desk. He would call it the cave. Victims say he would pull the chair close to them and keep them underneath for about 20 minutes. Okay? Again, here's another one with a big smile on his face. Just walking down,
hey,
like, you know.
Anything you want to say?
He's asking.
You feel like you let the kids down?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. Folks, I'm telling you, friends, a lot of these, and I know firsthand, just ask me, I know a lot of these teachers, they're turning the other cheek concerning the crimes of their teachers. If you look at the bills that were passed by the NEA a long time ago, even going back to the congressional record, in the congressional record, you have the homosexual manifesto, where they said they would do exactly what you're seeing today. You're seeing a manifestation of what we've been warned about since 1987. Now, I want to go back. I said all the way up until 1961 in Rhode Island, if you were committing the act of sodomy, you'd go to prison for 21 years. Do you remember how it was a mental illness all the way up until 1973? You remember that? And now they turned that. They lowered the law, and they turned a law against itself that's not a law, but they're using policy to protect themselves in hopes of tearing down the laws that protect the innocent. That's what's happening in America today. Okay? These people are not the victims. They're the predators. I have another one right here, and I want to show you vigilante justice. Just for those that think you're going to get a pass on this one, I just want to make clear you're not. The people that I know, you go ahead and look at their kids the wrong way. It's not going to fare well with you. I'm just making clear that you understand. I know that you get your hand slapped by corrupt judges that are getting paid to overlook in the system of indulgence, the bureaucracy that makes $64 billion a year, and then they have the audacity to call it the correctional institution. Give me a break. It's a lack of justice, friends. They're selling you out. As long as there's a little money in it, they'll overlook the crimes, and they release them back out into society, and they call it a mercy to society to give you websites to show you where they're now located after they get out of prison. Is that how the Lord told you to deal with them? Absolutely not. What does it tell us in Exodus 22? It says, "For if you afflict them in any wise, and they cry out all at all unto me, I will surely hear their cry." Exodus 20, verse 23 and 24, "And my wrath shall wax hot, and I will kill you with the sword." That's what the Bible says. And when you look at Luke 17, 2, what does it say? It tells us it would be better for them to take a millstone and wrap it around their own necks rather than to offend one of these little ones. Isn't that what Scripture tells us? Yeah. Isn't it interesting that people in jail today take more serious the crimes of these pedophiles than the judges themselves do? See, we have here right now, this is KMOX that reported in St. Louis, Missouri, substitute teacher accused of raping 14-year-old student found dead in jail. Wow, is that called vigilante justice? Yep. And is it right? In so many different ways, it is, friends. And some judges, good judges across the land, are justifying justice that takes place through daddy or mommy upon the offenders. Okay? We even have former cops. Former deputy convicted on dozens of child porn and bestiality counts. This is where it's going to go. Why? And the Scripture condemns bestiality. But it's interesting that when you look at bestiality in Scripture, the Bible says they are not to live. But what you'll also look for, and you won't find, is the fact that people preyed on children. You can't find that in Scripture. Why? Because it was the unthinkable. But not in America today. Not in an attempt by the government to normalize or Europeanize Americans by saying, no, it's all normal. And again, keep in mind, friends, there are said representatives in the United States of America right now that are trying to normalize these crimes against children. I'm here to tell you, America will not put up with it. I'm telling you that the daddies and the mommies who love the Lord with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength will not put up with their crimes. Regardless of what you want to call them, how you want to, what kind of light you want to put them in, they're not going to put up with it. Here's another one. This is Allegiant just reported. He was suspected of grooming young girls, and what happened to him in jail is pure justice. They sodomized him. They raped him in jail. They gave him a little taste of his own medicine, friends. I want to show you another one here. This is just in October. Nathan Larson, admitted pedophile advocate who once ran for political office, dies in custody. And I don't mean to be crude, folks, but there's another guy that committed the act of pedophilia against an innocent child, too. And when he got into jail, you know what they did after they strung him up? Am I advocating it? Nope, not this way. But I'll tell you what, some of those prisoners know what not to put up with. And I'll tell you why the prisoners are bringing about vigilante justice is because they're the victims of such pedophiles. What happened to them? Well, one guy went into jail. He was a pedophile, got his hand slapped. Of course, he's going to, you know, serve 3 to 6 months, and they're going to release him back onto society so he can do it again. And what is the recidivism rate, friends? It's like 73%. What do? They cut off his male appendage and they put it in his mouth. Okay? Well, this is what prisoners are doing to pedophiles. Wow. Insane. Hey, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. That applies to all of us. Amen. Talk to you in 23. See ya.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.